Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Oh, my God. It was so good. It was with Jen Kirkman, and it was also about Hallmark Christmas movies.
Ooh.
It was so great.
So is she got a column on this spreadsheet?
She does not have a column. I did send her the spreadsheet just this morning. I was like, as I was working on her show for release, I was like, you know who would love this spreadsheet?
Jen Kirkman.
Because one of the columns is the Nielsen ratings.
Oh, all right.
Which is funny because I don't know what they're, because he told me what they were in the show.
Uh-huh.
And I said, out of what? A 4.7 out of what? And he was like, I don't know. But it seems like a big number.
Well, that's easily Googleable, too.
Right, right. He just didn't know offhand. But it was very funny. Jen Kirkman loves them.
Mm-hmm.
One of her favorite things about the Hallmark Christmas movies is that none of these people have any kids. And,
oh, right.
And the happy ending is never they get married and they have kids. And so it's very soothing. She said, as a childless lady who doesn't want any part of it, I have to tell you, it's my favorite part of it. And she said, and she feels that they're feminist in the way that the women are always have these very powerful jobs that they eventually figure out how to do from home in their tiny town.
And right, when they marry in their bucolic towns.
In their bucolic towns where they re-up with their widower guy that they went to high school with, who's now a widower. And the only kids are if he's a widower.
Right.
And they always have these real jobs, and these guys are always like, well, I own a Christmas tree lot.
Right.
And and she's forgotten her boots because she doesn't own boots. What?
What was the one we watched last year where it literally was he owned a Christmas tree lot?
I don't know. I can't remember the name of it. I wish I could. The only one I remembered was a Lifetime one that I told her about where an ornament came to life, and it was the Nutcracker ornament.
Oh, okay.
And he came to life.
Sure.
And they didn't even, he went back to being an ornament at the end of it. And she was like, what the hell's happening? And I said,
I guess I've learned an important Christmas lesson.
It was all about learning an important Christmas lesson. And there's no sex. There's no, not even kiss, kiss, kiss.
What?
There's a little bit of a peck, maybe.
There was definitely kiss, kiss, kiss on the one we watched last time.
There was one kiss, if I remember. I mean, it wasn't really... They didn't make out. They didn't have sex.
No. There were no make out scenes. They kissed.
Right, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't like a romantic. There's very little chemistry going on in these things. I will say that. And Jen Kirkman nor Russ Cation addressed the lack of chemistry, but they liked them for other reasons. And so, but they're great episodes of The Dork Forest. I will say that.